Welcome to A Flow of Words on Scariff Bay Community Radio with Monshannon Arts.
Bridget. No long weekend to honour the flower of sweet Strabane, the rose of Tralee, of Mooncoin, of Aran Mór or any other rose. No Monday lie-in on account of Molly Malone, the pride of Petrivore, the star of the County Down, or the darling girl from Clare. A spring bank holiday for Bridget only, Imbolc goddess, Mary of the Gael, child of the wee county, woman of the oak wood, the windflower, the lily whites, Kildare. Multitasker, abbess and librarian, feminist, farmer, environmentalist, pioneer, wisdom weaver, alchemist, brewer who turned water into beer. Matron saint of poets and blacksmiths, healers, livestock, dairy workers. Name giver to a million Bridas and Bridies, Bridgies and Biddies. Harbinger of spring, Raftery's Chocton Arig, the lengthening days. After Law Fela Brida, we will hoist up our sails.
Is domantia imoiasov, I gyart lo moina, demoig on ishtim, is fein irishog. And were I to be standing in the centre of my people, age would depart from me, and I would be young again. Kiledon, Antna O'Raftery. Ladybird. Many times that winter long, she quoted an ish, Chock the Narig, waiting for St. Bridget's day to come. She spoke of those who had gone before, when they laid the good cloth, a simple feast for visiting guests, to their mountain home. When my mother, her only sister, died, she told me there was never a hard word between us. Her tone was soft, she had no truck with idle talk. Words held meaning in her life. She departed this world on a January morning, on a date she shared with Yeats. In the embers of a winter night, I sat with her daughter by a dying fire. We stitched together words of Kipling, Yeats, Merriman and Raftery, stories, poetry and memories in an elegant eulogy for my understated aunt. In Kilclaren Church, as I read aloud, awakened from a winter sleep, a ladybird crossed Isaiah's words of banquets and mountains, a lady laid to rest, young again.
Planting. Such a relief to be banished to the garden, even now in winter. Setting down earlies and other roots whose names I hadn't known, celeriac, Jerusalem artichoke. The trowel broke ground, but my fingers did the planting. Vegetables for the cauldron in the kitchen, flowers to dress the visitor's parlour or the altar. Gypsophila, a favourite. Stone walls giving shelter, shifting sky above, a neglected patch where nothing grew, black soil, the heartening smell of earth. It was the garden that grew love in me again.
Fresh start. Seeded with the first warm day and the advocacy of birdsong, spring crashed out in grass bursts and a bouquet of wet earth. I took advantage of the extra light and sat out in a garden still storm-battered and winter-bruised, but showing signs of renewal. Aren't we all after such reawakening? A chance to wipe the slate clean, another spin on the merry-go-round, a fresh start.
This earth of ours is beautiful. The sky, the rocks, the trees. for in bird and the animals. I sing to you, I am thankful.
New Beginnings by Anne Kenny. I'm simply jaded since the Christmas lights have faded. So warm and cozy here under the covers. I want to go back to sleep. Just closing my eyes now and having a little January dream down January stream. Oh no, you can't do that, girl. Wake up. Get up now, right now. Get off your ass and go back to class. Warm up, jog, squat, couch to 5K, operation, transformation. Eat lean, mean, green beans. And remember, it's dry January, girl. Dry, not a drop of drink. Come on, girl. Make that new beginning. But I don't want to get up. Dry January indeed. Sure, it's raining, raining, raining. Rain, rain, cleanse my soul and if possible wash away a few pounds from my body. Oh, for a slice of lemon drizzle or coffee cake. Should I get up before it's too late? Breathe in, breathe out, kindness and love with a little guidance from above. Saints save us. Saint Bridget save us. In bullocks save us. Snowdrops and daffodils save us. Sha, pon quivlant biognach hearth. I roi me mi fiaura. Yes, the struggle is almost over now. I'll get up in February. February, fire in my body, winning, making that new beginning.
Life begins at 50. A man of 25 years looks at his future. If life begins at 50, what promise does this hold? Can I be twice as happy when I am twice as old? If life begins at 50, will I be fat and grey, divorced, in debt and going to AA? If life begins at 50, will I have kids? And if I do, will they know I'm their dad? And if they do, will I know too? And if I know and they don't know, should I tell them so? Or if they know and I don't, will they tell me? It could all get very confusing and drive me mad. If life begins at 50, will I have a heart bypass, an RPD, a hip transplant, trifocal contact lenses, titanium knees, a stem cell liver, and live with my bisexual robot lover in a carbon-free virtual reality house up an aluminium tree? If life begins at 50, what will I eat and drink? Not fish and chips, I think. There'll be no fish, as it seems they'll all be eaten, so no unpolluted earth for plants to grow, no pure water, no ice and snow. If life begins at 50, what kind of car will I drive, if any? There'll be no oil and gas to fill my tank. Goodbye, Mini, never mind the Lamborghini. No summer flights to sunny Rimini, Tripoli or Alicante. If life begins at 50, what will I do until then? I can't just continue consuming all the time whilst avoiding Ebola, AIDS, SARS and avian flu. I'll have to find something worthwhile to do. If life begins at 50, I'll have to build a boat to float around and survive the melting ice caps and the rising seas. I'll have to collect some animals and people in case they drown. So this is my new purpose whilst hanging around.
The new Mr. Noah is coming to time.
You have been listening to Michael Durek, Bridget, Roisin Bogler, Ladybird, Patricia Ann Moore, Planting, Brian Quigley, Fresh Start, Anne Kenny, New Beginnings, and Arthur Watson, Life Begins at 50. The music you have heard was Jens Komnik, Tjachtan Arik, Sarah McQuaid, In Gratitude I Sing, and Mules and Men, Rust. Thank you for listening to A Flow of Words.